The Gemara tells us in Moed Katan that there's no Avelis on Yontif, because the public mitzvah of Simcha overrides the private mitzvah of Avelis. So, because the Simcha, the mitzvah of Simcha is Virabim and the mitzvah of Avelis is Viyachid. However, on Shabbos, we assume that we know, and that's why Yontif isn't Olal Aminyan Shiva. Yontif uproots the Avelis. But on Shabbos, Shabbos is Olal Aminyan Shiva. Shabbos is Olal Aminyan Shiva. And therefore, on Shabbos, we count the Avelis, but there is no Avelis Bifahesia. So we know as a general rule, we don't have any public sign, we have private mourning on Shabbos, but there's no Anyan Tivitamachol, because we go with no, you know, perhaps no mourning at all on Yontif, perhaps. But on Shabbos, there's no public mourning, but perhaps private mourning. So the Shiloh comes up is this coming Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon. The Rama quote Minog, which seems interesting because it doesn't seem to be followed today, is the Minog of not to wear clothing on, not to wear, not, because you can't wear clothes, not to wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon, because Zechel Lechorban, Zechel Lemikdash. I guess I think it's because she touched on the Rama right during Yud Beis Chodesh as well, and Avel doesn't, should wear big Dechol because of the Avelis. But the question is, at first of all, the Vilna Gaon feels vehemently disagrees with the Rama and says, no, you wear big day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. So the Kasha seems to be on the Rama, that if you wear big day Cho on Shabbos, wouldn't that be in violation of Avelis Befahesia on Shabbos? And all agree Avelis Befahesia is prohibited. So what's in the Kudis HaMachlokes? So the Achronim discussed is Arach HaShochan, among others, and different variations on the Arach HaShochan. But the bottom line is it seems to depend on historical, social, affluent, wealthy. In other words, everyone agrees to the principle that if by wearing weekday clothes on Shabbos, it's clear that you are doing Avelis Befahesia, then it's a problem. However, depending on different societies, different times, though some weren't, it's a poor versus rich. That, you know, relative wealthy Vilna versus poor Krakow, which is one block. Clearly, in affluent North America, we don't consider Krakow wealthy. But I got to say, the Gruz time compared to the Rama, so it could have been that some want to say the Rama's time, everyone was so poor, no one knew that there was no, everything was big day. You're lucky to have one suit to wear. So therefore, there was no big day Shabbos, big day Chol, Halavai, and therefore, there was no problem of Avelis Befahesia. Aruch HaShulchan seems to say a little different. I mean, the same Yisod, he seems to say it was more about style. It wasn't so much about they look different. It was more, it wasn't so much about price. It was more about, you know, like the Shabbos do look different than a weekday. Like say people wore a Bekesha. But in other words, it wasn't so much poor versus rich, is that if you wore a weekday suit, it was clear this was a weekday suit. And in fact, Aruch HaShulchan even suggests, he talks about that was the minig for prior generations before him, but during his time, he says maybe it's hard to tell the difference between a Shabbos suit and a weekday suit, and therefore you should go back to the minig HaRama. In other words, like, it could be, you know, even today, one could, that some people wear suits all week long. So the question is, Does one know the difference between a weekday suit and a Shabbos suit? In other words, could you tell the difference between a $1,000 suit and a $500 suit or a $100 suit? So, you know, obviously some people definitely can, but in other words, a lot of times the difference is how long it lasts. Like a cheap suit might not, I mean, to the average eye, obviously someone who's into styles knows, but let's say maybe the average person might not know. It's just a matter of when does the suit start coming apart and all that. So either way, that was, whether you saw the Arach HaShulchan or others, is as long as if it's recognizable that it's a weekday suit and you're doing it because of Avelis, so then obviously you shouldn't be doing it. If it's not recognizable, so then you should do it. And the practice seems to be today, people do wear big day Shabbos, not big day Chol. And that's also the practice during the Yud Beis Chodesh. They say over B'Shem Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, I'm not sure if he said it in this context, but the people use it in this context, that historically speaking, we know there were many more Svarish writings by the Svarish or Rishonim, and among Ashkenaz, the Achronim are much stronger. Why? Because that the pogroms historically where the Svardi Gedolim Rishonim lived, there was, I guess, more peaceful, they had time to write. And Ashkenazic poskim didn't have time to write. So therefore, that's when it came down to. So he wants to point out that perhaps that if you were living under terrible times, pogroms, so therefore, you wanted to make sure, keep the daigers of the week away, the way your big day Shabbos, let's get away from it. Like Birkos Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, you can do it every day, but in Chutz La'aretz, we're not sure if it's Simcha, so we only do it on that time. So Shabbos is a time of get away from it, the one day a week, so therefore put on your big day Shabbos. And those who weren't so bad, so you wanted to do a Zechel or Churban, you know, that could be the Ramah. So either way, I think some Gedolim, I think the Stipler, so maybe he wore his tzitzit. He wore maybe one garment you wear big Dechel, maybe socks or something which isn't unrecognizable, and therefore to fulfill the Minhag HaRamah. It's not just limited to clothing. That's a discussion about, let's say, whether it's L'chol Dodi, singing it to the tune of Elit Zion. The Vilna Gaon was against it. Avelos Befahesia. Most shuls do it. Either, so number one, either many times, many shuls do Kabbalah Shabbos early, so it's not even Shabbos yet. So number one, shouldn't be a Shaila. And even if it was, many people are singing Elit Zion, not as a Ma'orah. It's not even so much. And like people change tunes every week on L'chol Dodi. So it's just a matter of enjoying the tune as opposed to so much as the more bringing in Avelis. And in general, that's why that's the same Shaila by reading Sefer Dvarim, let's say to the tune of Eicha Pasuk or the Haftorah. Some say that's not real, that's not Avelis. Avelis Bavesia means it's a Nihug Avelis. That's the problem. The fact that I borrow a tune from Eicha or from Elit Zion, that doesn't make it Avelis Bavesia. Like, we know the meaning is an Avel doesn't daven on Yantav on Shabbos because some point out, because you don't want people looking at the Avil and it stares the Simcha. But yet we still say, yet an Avil says Kaddish, everyone knows he's saying Kaddish, so we assume Kaddish isn't a problem of Avelos Befehesia because everyone does it. Some say it's a Din in Tefillah, so it's not real, you know. Avelos Befehesia is a Nihug Avelos. The question is, how far do you extend the concept of something associated with Avelos, whether it's Avelos Befehesia? So the meaning today is most, you know, the meaning today is people wear big day Shabbos, and it doesn't seem to be a problem of Avelos Befehesia, either called like the Arach HaShulchan and others, and many shul sing Elit Zion and that, and it's not a Nihug Avelos, and therefore we assume that it doesn't seem to be in violation of our halacha of no Avelos Befehesia.